What about us? What about all the times you said you had the answers? What about us? What about all the broken happy ever afters? What about us? What about all the plans that ended in disaster? What about love? What about trust? What about us? We are problems that want to be solved. We are children that need to be loved. We were willing, we came when you called. But man, you fooled.
Eva Fragiscados, what's happening?
Good morning. Canada Post has rejected a request from the union to send their ongoing labor dispute to binding arbitration. The Crown Corporation says it's because it wants to restore stability to the service, and binding arbitration would do the opposite. The union representing 55,000 workers says it's clear the company isn't interested in a reasonable outcome to this round of negotiations. More than 25,000 residents in the Three Prairie provinces have been evacuated from their homes as dozens of wildfires remain active. Some of the 17,000 evacuees from Manitoba have been flown into Hamilton and then taken to a hotel in Niagara Falls. Both Manitoba and Saskatchewan remain in a province-wide state of emergency while they deal with the fires. In the U.S., the FBI is investigating an attack in Colorado as a potential act of terrorism. Officials say a man used a makeshift flamethrower and Molotov cocktails to set people on fire at a Jewish community event in support of Israeli hostages in Gaza. Eight people were injured in Sunday's attack, and officials believe the 45-year-old male suspect acted alone. In sports, Jays beat the Athletics 8-4. CHFI weather. Today, cool this morning and then mainly sunny and seasonal with a high of 23. Tonight, mainly clear, a low of 13. And on Tuesday, mainly sunny with a high of 26 degrees. Right now, it is 8 degrees. King and Church, the intersection is closed right now for water main work and TTC track work. And if you're south on the 404 DVP, just slow from Shepherd to Don Mills. North DVP, north of Bloor, part of the right lane block, that's all for a stalled vehicle. East and westbound 401, that's busy with volume.
98.1
CHFI.
Tonight I want to hold you close.
Feel good moments with the Pooja and Gurdeep show
on 98.1 CHFI.
So every single day here at CHFI, we bring you a little something called the no repeat guarantee. You're probably familiar with this. What does it mean? Well, between 9 and 5 every day, you will never hear us repeat a song. Except that you will. Every single day all summer. Yeah, that's right. We're going to break our own golden rule so that we can hook you up with cash. So here's how it's going to work. Every day all summer between 9 and 5, we are going to repeat a song once a day. When you hear that song repeated between 9 and 5, that is your chance at instant cash and a shot at $25,000. So Michelle Butterly kicks it off, and then we move on throughout the day between 9 and 5. When you hear that song repeated between 9 and 5, you want to be caller 16 at 416-872-CHFI. That's 416-872-2434. If you're caller 16, you could instantly win $250 and you are entered into the draw for a shot at $25,000. But you got to call us when you hear us break our own rule and repeat a song between 9 and 5. Good luck.
98.1 CHFI.
Baby with the high.
CHFI traffic. I'm Eva Franciscatos. Looks like we've got ongoing issues. Westbound 409 approaching the 427. The right lane is still blocked with a stalled vehicle. Tow truck is now on the scene. It's busy from Martin Grove on the South 404 DVP. That's slow going as you make your way from Shepherd to Don Mills. On the South 427, it's slow from the 407 to about Airport Road because of lane realignment. At Specsavers, when you buy two pairs from $149, you can get free polarized lenses in your second pair. For a limited time, conditions apply. See specsavers.ca.
It's Employment Law Q&A with 98.1 CHFI and Canada's leading employment lawyer, Howard Levitt at levittlawyers.com.
Howard, true or false? As an employer, should I lowball the initial severance to get a better deal?
False. If you offer too little as an employer, you're bound to be sued. And once you start moving up, the employee thinks the sky will be the limit.
If an employee's conduct gives rise to a reason for discharge, I have to move fast.
True. If you wait too long, the court will no longer allow you to rely on the cause that you have. You have to move quickly when you have cause to fire them.
Before I discipline or move to terminate an employee, I better have all of my facts together.
True. You have to do your homework. Get the employee side of the story and ensure your case is ironclad.
To contact Howard, visit levittlawyers.com. That's levittlawyers.com.
Employment Law Q&A from Howard Levitt at 98.1 CHFI.
With food basics deals like select varieties of Dempster's bread or buns for just $1.98 each, you'll be saying, "Hooey wowza!" Only until June 4th. Shop in-store and online. Food basics, always more for less.
Curious travelers, the clock's ticking. Intrepid Travel's World Sale ends this Monday. Save up to 20% on expertly curated trips to destinations like Italy, Iceland, Peru, and more. Discover the world with local legends who know the best spots, eats, and stories. Hurry to intrepidtravel.com before the sale and your dream trip disappear. The world is calling. Answer it. Terms and exclusions apply. See website for details.
The Shaw Festival in Niagara-on-the-Lake presents Tons of Money, a hilarious British farce that will have you rolling in the aisles. A young man fakes his own death and impersonates his cousin to collect a huge inheritance. What could possibly go wrong? Don't miss this side-splitting comedy, Tons of Money at the Shaw. For tickets, go to shawfest.com.
Beat the heat at Harvey's this summer for just $3. Choose one of our creamy hand-spun milkshakes or one of our frozen drinks, including new Sour Patch Kids Blue Raspberry for only $3 all summer long at Harvey's. Taxes extra.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun. 98.1 CHFI.
fought it. At least I'm being honest. Stay with me a minute. I swear I'll make it work with you. Cause I don't wanna be without you. Oh.
Feel good moments
on 98.1 CHFI.
I'm going to give you a math problem. This is one of those math problems that has the internet divided. So
okay, I like math.
I'm not sure we're going to get to the right answer because there's so many different answers on the internet.
Is this the math equivalent of the like black and gold and blue dress or whatever from like a decade ago?
Yes.
Like we can't decide what the answer is?
Well, you're our math guy. You're a resident math guy. So I figure if anybody can figure this out, it's you.
Okay.
So are you ready?
A lot of pressure, but sure.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I know it's early, but here we go. Okay. You don't have to write anything down, but just listen to the statement.
Oh, I'm ready.
Statement.
I've got my abacus. Let's go.
Okay. I have six eggs.
Six eggs? Fried, scrambled?
Hold on.
Okay.
I broke two.
Broke two?
I fried two.
That's two. Delicious. Good choice.
I ate two.
You didn't fry the one? You didn't eat the ones that you fried?
How many eggs do I have left? I have six eggs.
Yeah, okay.
I broke two, I fried two, okay. I ate two.
Hold on a second. Because broke could mean you broke the eggs to put them in the pan. You have to break eggs to cook them. So that doesn't necessarily mean you dropped them on the floor. That could mean you broke the eggs to put them in the pan to cook them.
And then you fried them. And then you ate two. So you could,
how many
you could
you
be left with four, is what you're saying.
How many do you have left, or how many do you have in your belly?
How many do you have left?
How many do you have left? Okay, you broke
two. So you basically just said four.
No, hold on. I haven't given you an answer yet.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to say you broke two, you then fried them, and you then ate them. Yes, four.
You're saying four. So four was the most popular guess.
Yes.
So they say after preparing and eating two of the six, the answer is four.
Yeah.
But somebody else said six. I know you say you broke two, you cooked two, and you ate two, but you didn't say that of the six, you broke two, cooked two, ate two. You already told us you have six, so I'm to assume that you had eight to begin with. That's what this one person said.
No.
Another person said...
No, that person's doing like a Quentin Tarantino film. You're not starting with the end.
Another person said, I have six eggs, not had. So the answer is six.
Sorry, what?
Because I said I have six eggs,
yeah.
Not had. So
you
the answer is still six.
Oh, but then that's, again, putting the cart before the horse. Because the question at the end is, how many eggs do you have left?
Yes.
How many eggs do you have left? Yeah, I believe it's four. Because the other scenario is, like, let's say you broke two and those, you're not counting those. You fried two and those are separate. You ate two and now those are gone. I could see why people would answer zero.
Nobody guessed zero.
Or two.
Yeah.
But I think the most logical answer is four, because I think this whole process is talking about the same two eggs. I think your other four eggs are still in the fridge in the carton. These two eggs are the same eggs in each of these three postulates.
Okay. What do you think? Text us right now at 981-981. I have six eggs. I broke two. I fried two. I ate two. How many eggs do I have left?
Gold and blue.
98.1 CHFI, Toronto.
Where is the moment we needed the most? You kick up the leaves and the magic is lost. Tell me your blue skies fade to gray. Tell me your passion's time, and I don't
Going to check on news. Here's Eva Fragiscados.
Good morning. Canada Post has rejected a request from the union to send their ongoing labor dispute to binding arbitration. The Crown Corporation says it's because it wants to restore stability to the service, and binding arbitration would do the opposite. The union representing 55,000 workers says it's clear the company isn't interested in a reasonable outcome to this round of negotiations. More than 25,000 residents in the Three Prairie provinces have been evacuated from their homes as dozens of wildfires remain active. Some of the 17,000 evacuees from Manitoba have been flown into Hamilton and then taken to a hotel in Niagara Falls. Both Manitoba and Saskatchewan remain in a province-wide state of emergency while they deal with the fires. In the U.S., the FBI is investigating an attack in Colorado as a potential act of terrorism. Officials say a man used a makeshift flamethrower and Molotov cocktails to set people on fire at a Jewish community event in support of Israeli hostages in Gaza. Eight people were injured in Sunday's attack, and officials believe the 45-year-old male suspect acted alone. In sports, Jays beat the Athletics 8-4. CHFI weather. Today, cool this morning and then mainly sunny and seasonal with a high of 23. Tonight, mainly clear, a low of 13. And on Tuesday, mainly sunny with a high of 26 degrees. Right now, it is 8 degrees. Eastbound on the 401, we've got a new problem approaching the 427 in the Express. The left lane is blocked with a collision there. And then at Leslie and the Collectors, the right lane is also closed off. Southbound on the 404, just south of the 401, right lane and ramp lane closed for a collision. Emergency crews are on the scene. And if you are using the North 410 at Derry, the right lane is blocked with a stalled car.
Don't need no mentions. Yeah, these are my only intentions. Feel Good Moments with Pooja and Gurdeep
on 98.1 CHFI.
So something pretty embarrassing happened to me while I was at swim lessons with my kids. My husband and I take both Sia and Bodhi every week. He usually has Sia that he's holding and I'm holding Bodhi. As per usual, Bodhi doesn't want to be there and he's kind of flailing his arms and crying and that kind of thing. And I look over at my husband and we're going around in this circle and he's giving me this look like a scowl, like what's going on? And I'm like, I know, like Bodhi, I know he doesn't want to be here. I don't know what to do. This is just the way it is, right? He's not participating. And he keeps looking at me with that look. So eventually I get close to him and he's like, what is on your face?
Your face?
My face. I go, what are you talking about? And he's like, what is that? And I'm like, I don't know, like get it off. So he starts to rub my face, try to smudge it off my face. We're also supposed to be paying attention to the instructor, by the way. Uh-huh. And he can't get it off. So he's like, it's not coming off. I don't know what it is. So anyway, I continue with the class, very self-conscious now because I know
now
there's
something's going on in your face.
And every time somebody looks at me, I'm like, are other people in this circle,
like other parents checking you out? Like
now I'm noticing that people are looking at me a little bit funny.
Were other kids pointing at you and crying?
No, thankfully it didn't get to that point. Anyway, I get back to the change room. I look in the mirror. Sure enough, I have black streaks down my forehead, under my eye, on my cheek, on my chin, on my nose.
Is it eyeliner? Like, what was it?
Like, that's what I'm thinking. Like, was it my makeup? But I wasn't wearing makeup because I was in a pool. Anyway, in between my hair appointments, when my gray hair is growing in, okay, I spray this black spray to cover my grays. And I guess I got splashed and the water in my hair then made it streak down my face. Like, remember Rudy Giuliani?
I was going to say, you went full Giuliani.
Yes, that's what happened to me. But because it's like dye, it doesn't come out. Like, you need like soap.
You were Rudy Giuliani in the pool.
Yes.
That's a terrible visual I've given everyone.
It's a horrible look. And it's just one of those things where I'm like, I wish somebody had just told me before I got in the pool.
I mean, Paul kind of did.
No, he didn't even notice me until the class was underway.
98.1
CHFI.
Understand why we can't just hold on to each other's hands. This time might be the last I fear, unless I make it all too clear. I need you so. And blood that makes me whole. Need you so. So take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free. When we hear the voices sing, the book of love will open up and let us hear.
time I know that you're half of the flesh and blood that makes me whole. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free. And when we hear the voices sing, the book of love will open up and let us in. Take these broken wings. You got to learn to fly. Learn to live and love so free. And when we
traffic. I'm Eva Fragiscados. On the eastbound side of the 401, approaching the 427 in the express, we've got the left lane closed off. That's for a collision. And then at Leslie and the Collector's, right lane blocked with a stalled vehicle. Southbound 404 south of the 401, the problems through there have cleared away. And north 410 approaching the 407, those problems have also cleared. King and Church, the intersection is closed off for long-term construction, at least until mid-August. Buy two pairs of glasses from $149 at Specsavers and choose sunglasses as your second pair to get polarized lenses for free. Conditions apply. See specsavers.ca.
This is the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun.
98.1 CHFI.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Beautiful like diamonds in the sky. I do. like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. So shine.
Now, Pooja and Gurdeep's shower thoughts.
I saw Cirque du Soleil recently and I realized contortionists must have cleaner backs than the rest of us.
Shower thoughts.
Can I eat a beefsteak tomato, even though I'm vegetarian?
Shower thoughts.
So day drinking is generally frowned upon. Unless you turn on an outdoor cooking source, then everyone wants to hang out with you.
Shower thoughts.
If she sells seashells by the seashore, isn't that just bad for business? I mean, you can get seashells by the seashore for free.
Shower thoughts.
I went to the Calgary Stampede last year and I wore a cowboy hat. A local looked up at me and said, "Hey, you look like you know what you're doing." I replied, "No, it's my first rodeo."
Shower thoughts.
If humans get crow's feet, do crows get human feet?
Shower thoughts.
98.1 CHFI.
This ain't a song for the broken hearted.
at 98.1 CHFI, we're about to make a big mistake. It'll be public.
Public.
It'll be frequent. Frequent.
And it will win you free cash. Are you in?
At CHFI, we don't typically repeat the same song twice between 9 and 5. But we might do it only so you can win free cash.
If you catch us repeating any song weekdays between 9 and 5, call 416-872-2434 and you could win instant cash.
And a shot at $25,000.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Keep CHFI on during the day because you never know when we make that mistake.
No way.
It's the CHFI $25,000 no repeat guarantee. Only on 98.1 CHFI.
So a couple years ago, my entire extended family and I took a trip to St. John's, Newfoundland. It's been on my bucket list for as long as I can remember. So we finally did it. We have such a beautiful country that so many of us have yet to explore. And we found so many hidden gems, like Pooch Cove, where we stayed and took in some beautiful whale watching right from our balcony. We stayed at an Airbnb big enough for my large family. And while we were exploring the beauty of St. John's, back home in Toronto, all our homes were sitting empty, except for mine. I decided to host my space on Airbnb to make a little extra cash and to help with some of the travel expenses. It was a win-win. And if hosting seems like a lot, Airbnb recently introduced the co-host network. You can hire a local, vetted, and quality co-host to help out with hosting. That's from creating the listing, managing your reservations, and even helping with decor. They've made it so much easier. It's a great time to host. Find a co-host at airbnb.ca/host.
The Princess Margaret Cottage Lottery is back and awarding three grand prize lakefront cottages featuring a $2.8 million Halliburton Cottage, the $2.7 million Kawarthas Cottage, and the $2.6 million Muskoka Cottage. All lakefronts in Ontario's cottage country and each awarded with $50,000. Over $10 million in incredible prizes. Carry the fire and help fund life-saving cancer research. Buy tickets at PrincessMargaretLotto.com. Play responsibly. Raffle number 1456195.
Dark spots, blurred lines, changes in sight, and day-to-day life. Living with wet AMD brings medical appointments that take away from the moments that matter most. It can cause frustration and a loss of independence. But there are solutions that can help. Today, even with wet AMD, vision can continue. Talk to your ophthalmologist about your options. Roche.
I'm not high maintenance. Just a little particular. I only drink Niagara Chardonnay, chilled at precisely 8 degrees. My lawn is kept at exactly 2.5 inches high. I only watch TV at 62 decibels, because my ears deserve it. And I only shop at Tasco Appliances, because they're Canadian, and they help me find the perfect appliances to suit my very particular taste.
Tasco, where picky shoppers shop.
Delicious news. The McDonald's meals you love are now starting at $9.99 every day. Grab your faves like the McChicken, Big Mac, six-piece McNuggets, or Filet-O-Fish with medium fries and a medium fountain drink starting at $9.99 each plus tax. At participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada, prices exclude delivery.
Tariffs, exchange rates, cash flow. In the face of the current storm, Canadian entrepreneurs need to forge ahead. In BDC, the Business Development Bank of Canada, is with you every step of the way with strategic advice and financing solutions adapted to your reality. It's time to take action, to tackle the uncertainty, and to come out stronger. Together, let's keep moving forward. BDC. Financing, advising, know-how.
Only Monday to Friday? No way. My customers want their orders fast. And when my customers are happy, I'm happy. And with Saturday residential deliveries at no extra cost with UPS, everyone's 2 days happier. Give them what they want, 2 days earlier, with UPS Standard on Saturday.
Sometimes I feel a bit helpless with the state of the world, and it feels really hard to make an impact on people's lives. I donate because it makes me feel better to know that I can actually do something today to help people. Donating blood helps me feel like I'm making a difference in the world.
Canadian Blood Services. Experience what you get when you give. Book an appointment at blood.ca.
Sunshine day.
Curious travelers, the clock's ticking. Intrepid Travel's world sale ends this Monday.
Save up to 20% on expertly curated trips to destinations like Italy, Iceland, Peru, and more. Discover the world with local legends who know the best spots, eats, and stories. Hurry to intrepidtravel.com before the sale and your dream trip disappear. The world is calling. Answer it. Terms and exclusions apply. See website for details.
The Pooja and Your Deep Show.
Sounds fun.
98.1 CHFI.
Cause I want you bad. Yeah, I want you, baby.
Toronto.